Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know the story? When they went to go back home, he didn't go. He stayed back where? At the temple. Well, what did he do the year before? He went home. And the year before that? And the year before that? Right? And the year before that? What's different about this year? He's different. Something's changed in his... What was he doing the last trip they made? Instead of sitting in the temple talking about the word, what was he doing? He was with the other kids. Whatever they were doing. Some people don't like to look at that, but that's exactly what was going on. But this year, somebody say this year. Oh, and that's a prophetic word. This year. This is a year that dreams come true. Ha ha! Hey! Woo! Glory to God. This is a year that dreams come true. This is a year that changes occur. This is a year we grow up. We lay childish things behind. Something happened in Jesus this year when he was 12 years old. You know, I'm convinced, Phyllis and I have talked about this numerous times, people expect too little of their children. They treat children like they don't know anything, and they know a lot. They treat children like they can't conceive and understand anything. They can understand a lot, particularly by the time they're this age. By the time one is 12 years old, they're able to handle adult things.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
They're able to begin to conceive spiritual adult vision.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Oh, did you get this? And you'll find, and a lot of you can testify to this, many, many times during this age, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, is when people have had visitations of the Lord. Now, I'm not saying they had to have a vision, but I mean the Lord ministered to them. And they realized something about their life and about a call and about a purpose. And it's sad that a lot of them, that's not nourished, it's not nurtured, and they get away from it, and they get cold, and they go to the college and act like the devil.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear me? And get all messed up and waste half their life. Where if they'd have laid hold of that, I mean, if they'd have jumped on that with both feet and embraced it when they were 11 and 12 and 13 and never got away from it, then where would they have been when they're 40 years old then? Oh, where they're supposed to be. Well, if you messed up or some of us messed up, let's work on it that our children don't do that. Let's teach them. And one way you'll do it is by expecting more of them like this. It's not okay, your daughter, your son's 15 years old, and all they care about is sitting on the couch and playing video games all day long.
Amen.
That is unacceptable.
Yeah.
Well, they're just a kid. I just want them to grow up. No, no, they're not just a kid. In generations past, a boy at 16 had armor on and was fighting in battles. A girl of 14 was married. Are you listening? Now, society and generations have changed, but the true nature of human beings has not changed, and people's ability and capacity has not changed. This generation is requiring far too little of its children. They're treating children like they don't know anything and can't do anything, and then when they hit 18, now they're supposed to be an adult. And they hadn't been developing. No, no, no. 12 years old, He's asking these ministers that have extensive education questions that's making them scratch their head. People say, well, yeah, but Brother Keith, that's Jesus. Yeah, but he did it as a man with no unfair advantage over us. If not, then why he would have been in there when he was three? If he was born and operated in omniscience. But the Bible said he grew. He grew and developed. He was growing. He was developing. And at this point in age of his life, he was more interested in this than in kickball.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
to God.
He was more interested in the Bible than he was in chasing a rabbit.
Yes.
Or in playing tic-tac-toe or going swimming. This was, now, not to say he didn't enjoy that anymore, but this had his attention more than anything else. This had his focus more than anything else. And when his parents finally found him, they said, son, what'd you do this to us? And he said, didn't you know? You didn't know where I'd be? I had to be about my father's business. Is this a mark of growing up? Is this a mark of growing up? See, we got all kind of Christians, in Branson and Missouri and Arkansas and all over. They're not here this morning. If all of our people who claim this is their church came, we couldn't get a third of them in the building. Well, where are they? There's a handful of them that the Lord's got doing something else today. And it's legitimate. And there's 95% of them. That's just too childish. And other things are more important to them. And they come once in a while when they feel like it. Well, time is short. I said, time is short. How many weeks do we have to blow? How many months do we have to waste? No. How can you tell you're growing up? You know when it's time to play and when it's not time to play. Right? Children don't know this, but adults do. Now you need some recreation. You need some fun. God believes in vacations, but not every week. It's all right to have a hobby. It's all right to enjoy something, but not all the time, and not when it's time to do kingdom business. We have to have things, our priorities right. Go with me, if you would, to the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Well, you know one good thing. Years ago, you'd have probably still been in the bed. Some of y'all. But you're not. Here you are. Got your Bible in your lap. Thinking about the kingdom of God. Right? What does that mean? You've grown up some. Right? From where you were. Hallelujah. All of us have a lot more growing up to do. All of us. All of us. And one big way that's going to be indicated is our priorities are going to change. Our priorities change. Our interests change. Can you say amen? Look at this. This is such a good word along this line. Hebrews chapter 11. Chapter 11 and verse 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child. And they were not afraid of the king's commandment. When you're in faith, you are not afraid. Even if it seems like you've got a lot to be afraid of, when you're in faith, you're not afraid. By faith, Moses, what's that next phrase? When he was come to years, oh, get this. When he was come to years, what does that mean? A lot of your translations say that, don't they? When he was grown, when he grew up, what happened? He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Now that was a big deal in the country. That was prestige. That was money. You could live the rowdy playboy life indefinitely. You could do what you wanted, when you wanted, how you wanted. But something happened in him. Now, what was he doing the year before that? Or the year before? There were some years. He grew up in the palace. He grew up with the money. He grew up with, and these guys, how many understand, in Pharaoh's palace, they weren't having prayer services every day to God.
Amen.
There was some stuff going on in there.
Oh, yeah.
Ungodly. He was surrounded by it. They did stuff that you and I'd gasp at. They thought was just normal. That's how he lived. Until he grew up. There's a lot of folks, you know, that are in living terrible lifestyles, and people want to talk to them and just condemn them about their sin, but that won't help them at all. They just need to grow up. And as you grow up, some of these things will just fall off of you. You'll just leave them without a lot of effort as you grow up. I mean, there was a time when I'd spend all day on the bank of the pond with my little homemade boat and spend hours and hours with the thing tied to a string out there wishing for a gust of wind. Huh? I'll spend a whole day messing with a little piece of cloth, trying to fix the little boat, or just do, you know, swinging from the trees. I thought I was Tarzan. I thought I was Tarzan. I had the yell down. I could do it, man. I'd spend, you know, half a day looking for the right vine that I could swing from one place to another. I thought I was Tarzan. I don't do that anymore. You do that all day and all week, you don't have much to say when it comes service time. When I became a man, he said, when I grew up, what happened? I put away childish things.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Childish Ways Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603G. That's R1603G, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.